He's believed to be leader of an international cybercrime gang that's stolen millions of pounds from people's bank accounts. But now the 18-year-old, who's known by the alias Akil, has been questioned in New Zealand as part of an FBI-led crackdown on high-tech crime. The FBI estimates that more than 1 million computers were targeted and more than £12 million stolen. Katie Razzle reports.
Could a teenager from New Zealand be the linchpin of an international crime network accused of skimming $20 million from people's bank accounts? Known only by his online name, Akil, he's said to be very bright and very skilled. It's alleged the cyber criminals took control of more than 1 million computers and ran them using botnets, a term even the police officer in charge admitted he was having to get his head around.
We executed warrants, we've spoken to Akil, he's assisting us with our inquiries, he hasn't been charged. We saw fit to release the nature of this inquiry at this stage, but the inquiry is ongoing. We've got to analyse computer equipment which we've seized.
The 18-year-old comes from New Zealand's North Island, the town of Hamilton, and is allegedly the bot master. His arrest follows an investigation by the FBI, Operation Bot Roast 2, in which 8 people have so far been indicted, pleaded guilty or convicted. The Dutch also set their sights on Akil and contacted the New Zealand police. So what is a botnet? It's a global network of hijacked PCs. The malicious software acts like a virus, installing itself on computers around the world. Once it's in, it communicates with the central location. The individual computer effectively becomes a zombie, which allows the hackers to collect people's personal bank details, credit card numbers, and login names.
The key thing is to get antivirus software and update it continually. It used to be the case that people sent out antivirus updates every year or every month. Now you've really got to do it every day to ensure that you've got at least a measure of protection.
Akil allegedly invented complex software that invaded computers' spyware systems. He's said to be cooperating with the police, but if he's charged and convicted, could face 10 years in prison.
The Foreign Office